ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yehuda Schoenfeld. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Sorel Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Dalet. The Gemara begins looking for a Mekar that a Minchas Choyte, a Minchas Kenois, that a Brosh Shalei Lishma is possible. And the Gemara says, Bishlama Minchas Choyte, Chatos Kaye Rachmana. Because it says, Lo Yasim Ale Hashem and V'lidin Ale Levoina Ki Chatosi. The Torah calls it a chatos. So if it calls it a chatos, and we know that chatos shaloi lishma is possible, hu adin a minchas choyte shaloi lishma is possible. Elo a minchas kenois minolon. And then the Gemara goes on to look for a makar for minchas kenois. But minchas choyte, the Gemara says the makar is because chatos kari rachmana. Now the Gemara behemshech is mashma that this din of chatos kari rachmana, it's a hekish. It's not stam that if it's chatos kai rechmana, then it has the din chatos. It's kilo, like it's nichal on the parasha chatos. It's the alfuso and has a din hekish. Because it's called a chatos, we're makish at the chatos. Because the Gemara says that minchas kenois, even though there's a gzeir shavo, ovein to a chatos behema, afal piken, we can learn out that minchas kenois is possible shalei lishma. Because by chatos it says, by chatos behema it says, v'shachat oisol l'chatos, and we dash in oisol l'shma k'shero, sh'lei l'shma p'sula. Only by chatos it's possible. I will call kachem bein l'shman bein sh'lei l'shma k'sheren. And that tells us that we can't learn out from gzeir shava to minchas kenois. So the Gemara says, elo minchas choyte u minchas kenois de p'sulin sh'lei l'shma minolon. So the Gemara looks for a new makar now, and the Gemara says, elo minchas choyte u minchas kenois de p'sulin sh'lei l'shma minolon. And if you look in the Shita in Ois Yurches, the Shita says that afilu minchas choyte de kaye rachmana chatos lo yalfinu lo mechatos mishum yuta de oisa. And now that the Gemara says that by minchas kenois we can't learn out of exer shava because oisa is memayedit, it's also memayed minchas choyte from the yalfuso of chatos kaye rachmana. So you see clearly that chatos kaye rachmana is the yalfuso, it's a hekish, and oisa is telling you we can't learn it out. If all it is that it's chatos kai rechmana means it's nichlal in the parasha chatos mamish, then it wouldn't be possible to be memayed it from the word oisa, because this is also called the chatos. So the Gemara Kepshuta is mavor that this din chatos kai rechmana is a hekish. And that's what this means. It means it's a hekish to the parasha chatos. The Chakanasan in the Gemara over here, he says that when the Gemara says Elo minchas choyte, minchas kenois, the psulon shalei lishma minolon, Chaknasan says it's laughed after minchas choyte, because minchas choyte is chatos kaya rechmana, and the miyat of oisa can't be mafgia minchas choyte because it's chatos kaya rechmana. So he says the Gemara only means minchas kenois, and it's laughed after when it says minchas choyte. So mechari, you see in the Chaknasan that he's learning chatos kaya rechmana is not a hekish. It's more than that. It's saying that it's nichlal in the parasha chatos mamish, and memela it can't be nismayit from the word oisa. So this is the yisaidi stick of machlekes, which is l'chayim mavur from the shita mekubetzes ois yirches, that chatos kai rechmana is the hekish, and the choknasan is l'chayim mashma that it's not a hekish. It's pshat is that it's nichlal in the parasha chatos itself. Tosfos over here in the Ramaskol ligmar avoinim avoinim. The Gemara had asked that if there's such a gzer shava ovein from minchas kenois to minchas to chatos, we should also make such a gzer shava from asham to from shmias kol, from a chatos of shmias kol. We should learn out from a chatos of shmias kol that it's possible shloi lishma who adin asham is possible shloi lishma. So Tosfos asks that the Gemara in the beginning of Zvachim and Afches is mavor that Shmias kol that's pasul shalei lishma is learned out of a matzad from a chatos chelev, from the pashat case of chatos. We learn out in a matzad to a chatos of shmias kol. So Frek Tosfos, this gets us into the problem of the Gemara in Ezu Mekayman, which says that a dover halomer bebinyan av can't be choizer umelamid mizere shava. It's a shayla over there in the Gemara. So what's the Gemara's kasha to learn out asham? Ovein, from chatos de shmias kol, chatos de shmias kol gufo is a matzad from chatos chaylev, and dover lame be matzad can't be choizer umelamid begzer shavo. So the Tzankachim asks on Tosfos, what does Tosfos mean that shmias kol is learned out from chatos chaylev be matzad? He says that if you look at the Tosfos right before this, in the Ramaskol Chatos, top Tosfos on the Amud, Tosfos is Mavor, that Gemara in Zvachim that learns it out from a Matzad is only the Maskana of the Gemara over here, which we fall off of the Yafusa of Chatos Kari Rechmana. But Lafila Havamino, that the way we know Minchas Kenois is because Chatos Kari Rechmana, Tosfos says, Hu Adin, Chatos the Shmias Kol, we also know because Chatos Kari Rechmana. So, Fractus and Kachim, at this point of the Gemara, that the Yafusa is, because Chatos Kari Rechmana, it's not a Dovra Lomer B'Matzad, being Choyzer Malamed B'Gzir Shavo. It's Chatos Mamish, Chatos Kari Rechmana. And of course it could be Choyzer Malamed B'Gzir Shavo, because it's Nichlal Nepasha Chatos. You see from the Tzayn Kachim's Kasha, that he understood the Gemara like the Chok Nasan. The Chatos Kari Rechmana is not a Hekish. Pshat is that it's part of the Parsha Chatos Mamish. And if you look in the Karnar brings down the Tzayn Kachim, and he says the Tzayn Kachim's Kasha is not Shver, because Chatos Kari Rechmana is a Hekish. Like we're saying is before in the Shito. And Mimela, a Dover Halomed Behekish is even worse than a Dover Halomed Behekish. The Gemara in Zvachim says, Lahedja, a Dover Halomed Behekish is not Choyzer Malamed Begzer Shavo. So that's why Tosfos is asking the Maskana that we learn it out of a Matzah, that even Lefi that side, a Dover Halomed Behekish is a suffix in the Gemara in Zvachim if it could be Choyzer Malamed Begzer Shavo. Like upon him, we see the same Achleikas over here, between the Tzayn Kachim and the Kari Neiro, if Chatos Kari Rechmana is a Hekesh, or Pshat is, if it's, you're called the Chatos, you're Mamish in the Pasha of Chatos. Now the Gemara Vayter says, how do you know Minchas Kenois is Pasul Shalei Lishma? The Gemara says, because Tani Tana Kamed of Nachman, Minchas Kenois Moisro Nedava. A Minchas Kenois is Moisro Nedava. And he told him, Shabrik Amrit, because it says Maskeris Avain, and Mechatos it says a Lashin of Avain, Moisro Nasan Lachem Lassis is Avain Eda. So we learn now, Mechatos Moisro Nedava, as Af Minchas Kenois Moisro Nedava. Now Rashi over here says, what does it mean that Minchas Kenois is Moisro Nedava? Rashi says that it's, you bring it l'kayit ha-mizbech. Rashi's lashon is, koinin mehen kfasim l'oilois habasol Hashem ve'oiris l'kohanim ve'koilu nidvat tzibur. The shita mekubetza as an ois dalit. He brings the same thing from Rabbeinu Gershom, that it's nitonin l'shefaris ha-myuchadim l'mois nidvat tzibur l'knois mehen oilois l'kayit ha-mizbech. So Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom are saying that moisa nedava means you buy a nidvat tzibur l'kayit ha-mizbech. Like you do by all Meisrei. So if you have a Meisrei Chatos, Meisrei Asham, that's the halacha, you bring in the Kayit HaMizbeach. So the same din applies by Minchas Kenois over here in our Gemara. Now, the Rambam in Perek Hey from Hilchas Psulim Magdashim, Halacha Ches, Lagabe Minchas Choytei, says that a Minchas Choytei, it's Meisrei, you bring a Nidava. He says a Minchas Nidava, as a Korban Yachid. If it's Moisah, you can't bring it as a Chatos, so you bring it as a Minchas Nedava of a Yochid. The Shaila is, L'chayra, why should it be different than all other Moisahs that go the Nidvas Tibur? What's said in the Rambam that a Moisah of Minchas Choyte goes for a Karban Yochid, a Mincha of a Karban Yochid? The Biskirov, in his Sefer over there, in Halacha Hey, in Perek Hey, Halacha Ches, he's Masber the Rambam, that Be'etzem, we find that this din, that Moisra is called L'kayit HaMizbeach, we find the Gemara in Tmura, Brie says that Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, that Moisra is called L'Nedava. Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Me'idach, we also find that there's a, in the Gemara in Tmura, and in Kama Mekoymes, Rashi over here brings it, the Zu Medrash Doresh Yoyada Koyen, Kesef Osham, Mekesef Chatois, L'Kohanim Yiu, Dova Abom, Mimoisra Chatos, Mimoisra Osham, you have to buy something at a basal Hashem or like Hanim. So the Biskarov, what are we, these two different makaras we find? Is it Allah Mesh Sinai? Or is it a drash from Yoyada Koin? So Akhtar Biskarov, Ba'etzem, they're both true. The Allah Mesh Sinai that says that Moisrais Golan Nedava, all that says is that it has a Torah Nedava to it. It's not brought anymore as a tchiyev. Now it has a teres nedava. It's akrova is b'teres nedava. Now nedava could be brought for a yachid as well. Doesn't say that it has to be brought for the tzibur. That's what we learn now from the medrash of Darish Yehoyada HaKohen. You have to buy something that goes Hashem and the Kohanim. It has to go something the Kayat HaMizbeach. That's learned out from the drasha of Yehoyada HaKohen. But the etzem din of Moisa Nidava, that's not Lach L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Zakhtar B'Skirov, the Rambam held that the halacha of Moisa Nidava applies for all Moisrais, including Moisa of Minchas Chayte. And that's why it also has the din that it's brought as a Nidava. But this din of Medrash, the Darash, Yehoyada HaKohen, the Rambam held that's only by Moisa Chatos and Moisa Asham. But by Moisa Menachos, Moisa Minchas Chayte, over there we don't have this drasha. So we don't have the drasha that has to go to something that's Lashem and Lekayin to bring Kayat HaMizbeach. What all we have is that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that Moisa is Nedava. So Memela the Rambam says that Minchas Chayte is brought as a Minchas Nedava of a Yachid. That's all. It has a krav of Nedava now. But the Yachid brings it. There's no din that it has to go to the Tzibur. This is how the Brisker of is Masber, the Shitas Rambam, the Gabi Minchas Chayte. Ayin Sham is Meirich with this Yisoid. Al Koponim, L'choyro, the Shitas Rambam, that Minchas Chayte is Moisa Nedava of a Minchas Yachid. L'choyro, who adin is the same as Alocha by Moisa of Kenois, which our Gemara says Moisa Kenois is a Nedava. L'choyro, that means a Minchas Nedava, like the Rambam says, by Minchas Chayte. And Rashi by us, and Rabbi Gershon, they say Lahedya that it goes on Nidvas Tzibur even by Moisa of Kenois. Rashi, when he says, and Divya Maskel, Ma Chatos Moisa Nedava, so Rashi brings the Medrash of Yehoyada HaKohen. He says, Kedamina Bishile Vlad Chatos, Mesachos Tmuros, do Medrash Darish Yehoyada HaKohen. So Rashi, when he says Moisa Nedava, he doesn't bring down that Loch Lomesh Messina that says Moisa Nedava. Rashi is saying, you're bringing the din of Yehoyada HaKohen. L'choyer, that's Rashi L'shitasoi. The Rashi holds that even by Menachos, even by Minchas Kenois, and L'choyer Adin Minchas Chayte, also, there we have the halacha of Yehoyada HaKohen that tells you that it goes to Kayat HaMizbeach. So that's Meduyak, why Rashi, on the Gemara, Machatos, Moisa Nedava, he doesn't bring the halacha of Moisa Messinai. Rashi is bringing even more, Azum Medrash, Dorish, Yehoyada HaKohen, because Rashi wants to tell you that it has both dinim. Not only is it Moisa Nedava, it's more, it's even the Nidvas Tzibur, it has the din of Kayat HaMizbeach, like all Moises. Talk upon him, this is the Machlaikas here, Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom hold Moisa of Menachos also go to Kayat HaMizbeach. Shinkin, the Rambam is Mavor, that it has a din Moisa and Nedava, but it could be brought as a Minchas Yachid, it doesn't have to be brought in Kayat HaMizbeach. Now, the Gemara is Mamshech, and the Gemara says, Ella, the makar from Minchas Kenois and Minchas Chayte that it's possible Shloim Lishma is because it says in the pasuk like he, and we dash it from he that if it's Shloim Lishma it's possible. So the Gemara asks, by Asham Nami Haksib Bahu, so we should also learn out that Shloim Lishma is possible. The Gemara says, Hahu Hu is La'acha Aktoris Nimurim Udachsib. Kedetanya Avul Asham Lenemer Bahu Elu La'acha Aktoris Nimurim. Hu Atma Shlehukteru Imurav Kasher. Over there, by Ashram, where it's written after Haktoris Yimurim, there it's not possible to say, and it's possible Shalei Lishma, because who Atzma Shalei Hukteru Yimura of Kasha? Achiezer, Rav Chaim Oizer, and Chelek Gimel, Simen Nun Aleph, and Oiz Dalid, in the beginning, he says that what the Gemara means, that who Atzma Shalei Hukteru Yimura of Kasha, that's referring to the Svara we find in Zvachim and Daf Chav Tes, that it says, "Va'achash hechsher yachsher yachzor biyifsal." After the hechsher was already chal, it's impossible to be chal amafreya psal. And Zokrav Chaim Oizer, that's what the Gemara means here also. If the who is written after Haktoris Yimurim, which is already after the zrika, and you already had a hechsher of a karbon, it can't be that shalei lishma pasul lamafreya, because achash hechsher yachzor biyifsal. That's Rav Chaim Oizer in the beginning understands what the Gemara means over here. And again, this is really Ayin Sham in the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Chav Tes, which uses this Svara of Achash Hochshu Yachzav Yifzol, that it's really a machlekes over there, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer. But Al Kapanim, that's how Rav Chaim Moizer understands that Gemara. L'chayra, we could say a different pshat in the Gemara. This is Kain, what Rav Chaim Moizer says there, L'besayv Tavarov. Now what the Gemara means is, Wa'atzmoy shalihukhtari murav kasher is something that if the Akhtar itself is not ma'akiv, it's not mistavro that the Torah said over there, psul shalei l'shma. Because something that's not ma'akiv in the karbon, it doesn't require a din l'shma that it's going to passel it. It could be there's a din l'chatchila, ayin toisvis in the daf beis, in zvachim, that's mashma, there is a din l'chatchila to be mechashiv l'shma, even by Akhtaris Yimurim. But al kapanim, to need a din l'shma, to the extent that it would passel it, that's not mistavro that we'd have a din l'shma on something that it itself is not ma'akiv. The Sfas Emes over here asks the Kasha, he asks that L'chayra, even if it's written after Akhtaris Yimurim, so it can't passel the karbon itself, Al Kapanim, we should dashin that if you're mechashiv shaloi l'shma b'shas na'akhtara, then the akhtara itself is passel. If you're makhtar shaloi l'shma, that akhtara should be passel. And there's a nafkamina, Zakhtar Sfas Emes, because the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat the basar until you're makhtar the Yimurim. Kol zman, you're not makter the Yimurim, you're not allowed to eat the basar. So Zakta Svas Emes, if you're makter the Yimurim shaloi l'shma, if it would passel the Yimurim, so that if the Yimurim are nitmoi nevdu, which the halacha is, that once the Yimurim are nitmoi nevdu, even if you're not makter them, you're allowed to eat the basar. So l'chayra, the shaloi l'shma should passel the Yimurim, and now you should be able to eat the basar right away, even before the mukter. Azoi frekta Svas Emes. So Hashemus answers that the pasuk where it says hu by asham, it says asham hu. He says that that's mashma, and it's a din in the etzem karbon. Asham hu is mashma, something that's going to passel etzem karbon. After it already had the zrika on the karbon's mutter, and the whole shaila is to passel the murim. That's not the mashmois that we're handling here. To passel the murim, we're there. The only nafkamina is if you're allowed to eat the asham. It's not a passless in the asham that's going to make that the carbon is not a kosher or carbon. It's just going to make that now you can eat it right away. So it's only in the gear for the din achila. That's not the mashmois of the pasuk of ashamu. That's what the Sfas Emes answers. L'chayra, Rashi be'os is not mashma like the Sfas Emes, because Rashi be'os is a mechudna shik Rashi. But Rashi says when he explains why Akhtaris Yimurim is not ma'akiv, Rashi brings the Gemara in Pesachim on the Afnon Tes that says Nitmu Yimura ve'avdu lo ma'akiv kapara v'nechal abasar. Rashi brings the din that hu atzmo is not ma'akiv l'gabi the din achila. Rashi in Zvachim on Daf Hei on Mebeis, we have the same Gemara. Rashi explains because ein kapara elo bedam. So Akhtaris Yimurim is not ma'akiv because ein kapara elo bedam. Rashi over here says a chiddush that hu atzmei shaloyuk to emurav kasher means that it's not ma'akiv the achila. So this is the chayyim mashma, not like the Sfas Emes, because Rashi is mashma that if it would be ma'akiv the achila, then we would apply the psul of shaloyuk the shema on the akhtara. So the chayyim is not mashma like the Sfas Emes. The chayyim, lefi with the two tzadim we said before, had to be mashma this gemara. We can answer the shaila of the Sfas Emes. We said again, Chaim Moizer understood in the beginning that what the Gemara means, hu atzma shalohukta yimurav kosher, is that it's a svara that achash hukshar, you can't pass on a carbon after you already had a hukshar. We said another way to understand, and this is kain what Chaim Moizer says, the Pesach Dvarav, is that it's a svara ba'alma, that something that's not ma'akiv itself, it can't be that it need that shaloh l'shma and such a avoida would pass on the carbon. So the chayra, the fear the second thought, the chayra, we can answer Sfas Emes this kasha. Because since it's not ma'akiv, this akhtar is not ma'akiv b'chlal, it's a svara that it can't passel anywhere. It can't even passel the akhtar because such an avoida that's not ma'akiv. Like Rashi says, but it's not ma'akiv achila, or it's not ma'akiv the carbon, however you learn. But a carbon that's not ma'akiv, doesn't pass, it doesn't, it's not mistavra that there's a psal, that there'll be a passless of shalei l'shma. But like the first mahalach that we said from Chaim Moizer, then in Echanami, it's a chayra shver kasha, why can't we at least learn out that the akhtar itself should become passel? Because there you don't have the svar of achash hosha yachsa v'yifso. Because klapi the akhtara, it wasn't kosher yet. Only klapi the carbon, we say that it was already chal the hechsher. But klapi the akhtara, it wouldn't be chal the hechsher. So l'chore there, took pasal shalei l'shma. And the Gemara continues and says, v'elo hu lamali. What do we do with the word hu by asham? Gemara says, l'chadirfu namirav, that asham shenitik l'riyah v'shachdei stam kosher l'shem ayla. We dash and nitik in, loy nitik loy, because it says hu ba'aviyasa yehei. So it's telling us this din that only if you're menatik, the asham, the riya, and then you shach l'stam, it's kasha l'ayla. But without nitik, it wouldn't be kasha as an ayla. B'derech agav, Rashi over here says, what does it mean, nitik l'riya? Rashi says, y'masru l'raya. Nitik means you give it over to the raya to be, to pasture it until it gets him home. Rashi in Daf Hei Amud Beis in Tzvachim, he also says this lashon of Masru L'Raya, but he also over there says another lashon that if you're Amar L'Raya, you don't have to give it Mamish, it was saying to the Raya to take it, that's already considered Masira. But Al Kapanim, the Gemara is saying over here, you have to have a Nituk. Now Shita's Rashi in the Sunya is that if you, before Nituk, if you shecht it Stam, it's possible. But if you shecht it the shame Oila, your oiker the shame asham and your shechta the shame oila, and then it's going to be a kasher. Because the akira also works. Just like the nitik works, the akira also works. And if you're menatik it, which means you give it to the raya, so then even if you're shechta stam, it's kasher as oila. It already turned into oila miyad. With the nitik itself, it turned into oila. Tosfos over here in Devar Maskil Asham, he brings down Rashi, on Amud Beis, he says, Tema gadol leimakein. Rashi Shpat is a tema gadol. What Tosfos means to ask is that it's shver to say that it's be'etam asham, and then when you give it over to the raya, and then with that itself it could turn into ayla. If it needs a din nitok, if it needs a riya, so how can it be that just the mesira to a raya could already make that it turned into ayla? It's an asham. How does it turn into ayla? So Tosfos, he argues on Rashi, and he holds that in Ikra din, it turns into oila right away. And this din nituk is only din der abanon, but Ikra din, it turns into oila right away. And he dashens from the pasuk hu, ba'aviyasi yehei, which means what it's going to be besaif, which is oila, that already it's chal now, even before nituk, right away, once it's a maisa asham, it turns automatically into oila. But Al Kapanim, Rashi's saying, Rashi holds that it's a asham until you do riya. And the Riya is Menatiket and now it turns into Eilo. If the Sas Emes in Zvachim and Afhamid Beis is Masber Shitas Rashi, the Rashi really holds that the Iker Nekudo is the Akira. Like we mentioned, Rashi over here says that even before Nituk, if you're Iker and you Shech L'Shem Eilo L'Hedyo, that could be Iker and be Kosher even before Nituk. Because the Akira is the Iker, what we need, to be Iker from the Shem Asham. So as Emma says, that we need nituk, pshat is that the Rabbanan Chazal were kiveya din nituk, like Tosfos brings, the Gemara says it's a gzeira, achar kapara, otu lefnei kapara, Chazal were mesaken this din, the Riyah, nituk l'Riyah, what it does is, it makes that it's considered an akira. By being menatik l'Riyah, now even shachtu istam is kasher as a oila, because the nituk giving it over l'Riyah, that itself is being oikiret from the Shem Asham, you're giving it over to turn into oila. So really, it's all tali in the Akira. And Riyah is just a oifen of being oikiret. That's the pshat in Rashi. Tosfos understood in Rashi that the really it's a oila. And the Riyah itself, that makes that it turns into a oila. That's shver. How could the Riyah just turn into oila? What's pshat in this din that just giving it over to Riyah could turn into oila? Svasamas are saying it's not the pshat that the Riyah is doing it. We need an Akira, and the Riyah is another oifen of making an Akira. Look in the stencil from the Briskerov over there in Zvachim and Afhem and Beis, he's Maz B'shitas Rashi in a different Eifin. Now, Kapanim, for now, we're going to leave with the Mahalach of the Sasemes. And now let's see the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer Rav, Mincha Sa'ime, Shekamsa, Shaloy Lishma, Psula, Hoy Lubos, Lahatir, Velo Yitira. Chena Ta'ime, B'ashem Nazir, B'ashem Etzoyra, Shashachdan, Shaloy Lishma, Psulin, Hoy Lubo, Lahachshir, Velo Hechshir. So Rav is telling us a svar over here, that when you have a carbon that's coming to be matter or to be machshir, If it can't be matter, it can't be machter, it's possible. And therefore, if you're mechashev shalei lishma, even though usually the din is, it's kosher of le'olu le'bailam shemchev over here, where it can't be matter and it can't be machter, it's going to be possible. Yonis Elam, and Simen Lamed Dalet, Ois Tezayin, Klerza Shailah. What is this psul of Bola Hatir v'le'etiro? Is the pshat that be'etzem is like a regular carbon, that the din is a mechazav shalei lishma, it's kosher v'le'olu le'bailam l'shem choyva. Just over here, once you're mechazav shalei lishma, it's le'olu, it's memeila, can't be matter, so it's memeila psul. But it's not the psul machshava that's pasling it. The psul machshava is making like it does by all carbonis, that it's le'olu. But now memeila over here is psul because it doesn't have a krava without being matter. Or, so I have to understand, maybe it's more. Maybe over here, the machshava shalei lishma passels. Because since over here, it's not shayach to come without being matter, so over here, shalei lishma, what it does is it passels. Usually shalei lishma makes that it's an adava, it has a krava of alu, of kosher, of alu b'ayim l'shem choyva. But over here, where there is no such a krava of being kosher without being oila, because it's bal hatir and it can't be matter, so memela, it can't be that that's what the machshava is doing. It must be what shalei lishma does is that it passels. But it's the machshava that passels over here. This is what the Yonis Elam declares, and he says, if it has a din of a psul begufay, the halacha is, something that has a psul begufay, then you can burn it right away. If it's only a psul, that's not a psul begufay, you have to wait till it gets Ibra Tzura, and only then you can burn it. So if it's a psul machshava, then it's a psul begufay. Masha'en kain, if it's not a psul machshava, it's just memeila pasul because it's bal hatir v'lo yitir, l'chayra, it's not a psul aguf. This is what the Yonis Elam declares, and he says he asked the shayla to the Brisker Rav. And he himself wants to bring a raya from the Hemshech of the Gemara, because the Gemara asks the Kasha that the Ar Mishnah says, kol ha'menachoy shenik matur shalei lishman k'sheirois, elo shalei olu l'bailam shem choyva. The only exception is minchas choyte and minchas kenois. So the Gemara asks, "Vem isa lisni nami chutz mi minchas oimer." The Chayyot should also say minchas oimer because lefi Rav that's also possible. So frekta yonis elim that the Chayyot, if all it is merely that it's not being matter, memela it's possible. But the machshava shalei lishma is just like all other kabanes that are kosher v'lei alu l'chayra. It's lei dummy to the other cases of our mishnah minchas chatos and minchas kenois. There, it's the psul machshava. Minchas aimer is not a psul machshava. It's a psul that it's bal hatev lehiter. That's not a psul machshava, and there'll be an afkamina if it's psul aguf. So what's the Gemara asking that minchas aimer should be nichal in our mishnah? It must be like the Yonis Elam. That the pshat is that the machshava over here kapasel. It's machshava by selis. And memela it's dom yamamish to minchas choyde and minchas kenois. And memela the Gemara is asking a good kasha that the Mishnah should have brought down also minchas oimer. This is how the Yonis Elam ends off a shtickle. That the chayr this Gemara is mavor that it's a machshava by selis and the machshava itself passels. However, the Chazinish in Simen Chav Aleph, Ois Aleph, he also addresses this shayla, and he has the opposite approach. He says that lefi Rav that we say the svara of mincha of bal hatir v'lehiter by minchas kenois of the chazanish we have the same svara because the halacha is by a seita she has to be shaysa the mayim to be baidikar. The halacha is that the mayim is only baidikar if she brings the mincha, if it's a kasher mincha, if the mincha would have a psul in it. The mayim wouldn't be baidik. So l'chayr is like the chazanish. L'fi Rav, we could say that minchas kenois also has the same soul. That it's bal hazgir avayin v'lo yizkira. If you're mechashav shalei lishma and it can't be masker avayin, so memelo, that's the whole hava is to be masker avayin, so memelo will be pasal. So like the chazanish, l'fi Rav, that's taka the pshat of minchas kenois. Which l'chayr, what he means is that the Gemara on Amid Aleph that says that the makar for minchas kenois is because it says he. That's not a libud derav. Lefi Rav, we don't need to come on to that. It's a svara that it's possible because it's bal hazgir avayin v'lei skira. So like the Chazanish, the Mishnah Lefi Rav Gufa is the same type of psul as the psul of of Minchas Ha'omer. So Mamela, the Gemara is asking a good kasha that it should count in our Mishnah also Minchas Ha'omer, because we see the Mishnah is counting such psulim that are bas lahatir v'lohitir. So Mamela, it comes out that the Chazanish is understanding that this psul of Minchas Ha'omer Shalei L'shma is possible because it's bas lahatir v'lohitir, is a psul ma'alma because it's bas lahatir v'lohitir, and it's not a psul out of the machshava, and it's not going to be a psul beguf. Mashenke in the Yonis Elim is understanding that it's the psul machshava that passes it, and it's going to be a psul aguf. So the very same, if I say this to Gamachlekes, if this psul is a psul aguf, it's the psul machshava, or it's stam a psul that it wasn't able to be matter. Now, and again, the Etzem Gemara, the Etzem Din of Rav, that Hoyle Basel Hatev Lahitir, the Emek Bracha, when he's discussing the Dinim of Omer, he says, the pshat in the Gemara is, and that over here Rav is saying that a Omer that's Bala Hatev Lahitir is Pasul. The Gemara on Daf Heh Amud Aleph brings Rish Lakish that holds that it's Kasher. So there's Machlekes Rav and Rish Lakish if a Omer that's Basul Hatev Lahitir, if it's Kasher. Zakhtim Emek Bracha, that they're arguing with a Yisoydis Dika Machlekes, or Yisoydis Dika Nekuda. The Hava of a Minchas Omer is the Hava brought just to be matter. The whole din of hava of this omer is just to be matter, or is it pshat that it's the chayvas hayoyim? Just like on all yomim tovim, we have chayvas which karbonis to bring. So on tezai nisan, when we bring the omer, the yoyim is mechayiv to bring a karbon omer. And memela, when we do our mitzvah, and we bring the karbon omer. Memela, it's matter the chadosh, but the ikra hava is that's the chayvas hayoyim. That's the machlekes Rav and Shlakish. Rav says that when it's bas lahatir v'lahitir is pasul, the pshat is Rav understands that the whole din hava of a minchas ha'omer is coming only to be matir. So if it's pasul and it wasn't able to accomplish its reason why it's brought, so it doesn't have akrava b'chlal. The whole din akrava is only to be matir. If it's not matir, it's going to be pasul. But Shenkin Rish Lakish understands that it's not only coming to be matter; it's really coming as the Chayvas Hayoyim. The Chayvas Hayoyim is mechayiv to bring a minchas Omer. And in Meila we get a heter on the Chadosh, but that's not why the Avah is coming. So even if it's pasul shel lishma and it can't be matter, afapikein will be kosher because that's not the ikra Avah. So they're arguing with the understanding of why we bring a minchas Omer. Is it because it's coming dafka to be matter, or it's coming as the chayvas hayoyim, and the heter comes memela? The Mikbracha says that lefiz that we can answer a shayla, because the Gemara in Erechin and Daf Yud explains why by Sukkos we say halal every day. Hashengim by Pesach we only have halal deraisa, halal shalom on the first day. All other days we don't say halal. The Gemara explains because Sukkos is chaluk becoming a sam. Every day in Sukkot is a different carbon because the parim were mismaten, mismaten, maholchin. So every day had a different carbon. So that's a reason to say halal every day. Mashenke ma Pesach, where every day is the same carbon. So we say halal on the first day, and that's enough. We don't need to say every day. So frak the emek bracha lechayra on Pesach on the second day of Pesach on Tezayim Nisan, the day we bring the omer lechayra over there also there's a chilek in the carbonis because over there we have the carbon of omer. So the chayra, we should say halal deraisa, halal shalim, on the second day of Pesach. So like the emek bracha, but lefi anal that Rav and Rish Lakish are arguing what the yisoid of minchas ha'omer is. Is it becoming just to be matter, or is it chayvas hayoyim? So memela, we can answer lefi Rav. The Rav holds that it's just coming to be matter. So that's not going to make a chiyuv to say halal, because halal is coming only when the yoyim is mechayiv it. So a yoyim that's mechayiv a different carbon, that's also a reason to say halal. But if we stop bringing the carbon because we need to be matir the chadash, but it has nothing to do with the chayivas hayoyim, then that's not a svara to say halal. But later Shlakish, he blinds with the kashal of Shlakish that it's coming out to the chayivas hayoyim. Because the Shlakish says that if it's kasher shalei lishma, we don't say in bas lahatir v'lei tira that it's pasul. So lechayra, he blames shver lechayra, we should say halal midiraisa on tezai nisan. This is a shtickle of the emek bracha. Now, the same yisoid we find in the Biskarov. This is brought in the Shurim of Rav David on Daf Hei Amid Beis. Because Taisves later, over here in Menachos on Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis, Taisves asks a kasha by Kifsei Atzeres, which are brought Shalei Lishma, they should become Pasul, because Lefi Rav, because Kifsei Atzeres are Matir, the Chadosh, and the Mikdash. The Omer is Matir, the Chadosh, and Medina, and the Kifsei Atzeres are Matir, and Mikdash. So Taisves asks, that if it's brought Shalei Lishma, we should have the Svara Rav of Bas, Lahatir, Vlei Hitir, it's Pasul. So Kifsei Atzeres that are brought Shalei Lishma should be Pasul. So the Biskirav answers Taisves Kasha and says that Kifsei Atzeres is different than the Omer. Because Kifsei Atzeres, over there in the Ikra Avah, is because of the Chayves Hayoyim. The Heter comes in Memela. But the etzem, the real reason why we bring in Kifsei Atzeres is out to the Chayves Hayoyim. So over there, Rav wouldn't say that if you're Mechashev Shalei Lishma and it can't be Matir, it's going to be Pasul. Because it could still come out to the Chayves Hayoyim. We won't get the Heter, but the Krava still has an Akrava. Masha'en Kain, by Omer, Rav holds that the Ikra Havah of the Omer is just to be Matir. That's the whole reason why we bring it. So Memela, if it's Pasul and it's not being Matir, it can't have any Akrava B'chlal and it's going to be Pasul. So we see the same Yisoy, that he's understanding the Pshat in Rav is because the whole Havah of the Omer is only because it's to be Matir. But if the Havah would be more than that, it would also be to be brought out to Chayv HaTzayim, then there wouldn't be a Paslos of Bala Hatir V'lo Hitir. Now the Gemara says, Rav says that the same halacha we say by Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzayra. Because near they're Bala Hachshir, V'lo Hichshir. So Memela, they're Pasul. Now the Karanayra and the Eila Shlema both point out that this Gemara is a Chayra Tali in a Machlekes Tanoim we find in Nazir and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Because the Gemara in Nazir brings a Machlekes Nazir Tameh. Now Allah says he has to bring an Asham. But is the Asham Ma'akiv for him to start counting again his Nazirah's Taira? Or we say that if he brings a Chatas or Eilah, that can also be Machshir him to start his Nazirah's Taira. The Asham is not Ma'akiv. And there's a Machlekes there. So Zakta Karneira and the Eilah Shlema, if our Gemara says that an Asham is Bala Hachshir V'lo Yichshir, if it's a Machshir, if Asham is a Machshir, it must be that it's Ma'akiv for you to start your Nazirah's Taira. Because if it's not Ma'akiv, then that's not called a Machshir. The Hechshir happens already when you bring the Chatas and the Oila. It's not a Machshir, it's just a Chiyuv Ba'alma. If we're calling it an Agamar a Machshir, that must mean that we're going like the Mandamar, that an Asham is Ma'akiv. Like Rabbi Yechanan Ben Break over there, that holds that an Asham is Ma'akiv to be Ma'ina Nazir's Taira. Now that's by Asham Nazir. By Asham Mitzayra also, the Rambam Shita is, in Perek Yud from Hilchos Nezirus Halacha Ches, that a Asham Mitzayra is not Ma'akiv. His Hechshir to come into the Azara, to eat Kachim, that you don't need the Asham. The Asham is not Ma'akiv. So the Eilat Shleima and Karnir ask that L'chayra it's Neged Agamara. Agamara is Mavur that it's a Machshir. That must mean that the Asham is Ma'akiv. So L'chayra this Gemara, this point out is, we're going now, this Gemara holds that it's Ma'akiv, and we paskin that it's not Ma'akiv. So with Kalkapanim, they're naming on that to be considered a Machshir, it's only if it's Ma'akiv in the Hechshir. If it's not Ma'akiv, then it can't be a Machshir. And the Shita Mekubetzes in Krisos, and Daf Chav Zayin, in Ois Chav Hei, he also says the same Nekuda Lahedya, that to be a Machshir, it has to be Ma'akiv the Kapara. And that's why he brings Agamara, that Agamara is Tali, and it has to be Dafka like the Mad Amar, it's Ma'akiv. However, the Biskirov, in his Kuntris on Masechtas Yuma, on page Chav Beis, he says, he's coming to answer the Rambam, and he says, that even though Asher Mitzayr is not Ma'akiv, Afa Pikein, it's called a Machshir. Because Machshir doesn't mean that it's Ma'akiv the Kapara. There's two different separate dinim. One shaila is, until when you're a me'ukiv kapara, mechusar kapara. Until when are you mechusar kapara? And there's another shaila, what's machshir you? But even if you already brought your kabanas, then you're not considered anymore a mechusar kapara. For example, because you brought a oila and a chatas already, and now you're allowed to eat kachin because you're not a mechusar kapara. Afal Pikein, when you bring an Ashem afterwards, it also has the din machsher, because machsher just means that it's moisif more hechsher to the mensch, even though he's not usher in any dinim, but it's still a machsher because it's being moisif hechsher in the mensch. So the Biskrav is saying, Argemarka shtim lekuli alma, even if the Ashem is not ma'akiv, like the Rambam Paskins Allah Maisa, Argemarka could also shtim. And the Minchas Avram over here brings down the same Yisrael from the Briskerov to answer another Kasha. Because the Briskerov asks a Kasha here, and the Chazanish also in Kama, Simon Chav Zayin, Ois Gimel asks the same Kasha from a Mishnah in Christos and Daf Ches. The Mishnah over there says that Isha, Sheyesh Aleh Hei Leidos. She gave birth 5 times and she never brought any Karbanis. So the din is, Meviya Karban Echod, Vaychelas Bekachim. She brings one carbon and already right then she's mutter and kachim. And all the rest are just a chayva, but it's not stopping her and asering her from eating kachim. So, fact the Briskerov and the Chazanish, we see in this Mishnah in Krisos that there's such a musig, it's possible for something that's a machsher to be brought even though it's not being machsher. That's shver because Agamar is saying that something is basla hachshir v'lo hachshir is pasal. So how does that stem with the Mishnah and Krisos? So the Biskirov says the pshat is because a machshir doesn't mean that it's ma'akim the kapara. Even if you already bring one karbon and you already have a heter to eat kachim, all the other karbonis you're bringing are also called the machshir. They're also being moisif v'hachshir into the mensh. It's moisif hachshir even though it's not you didn't have any ikov beforehand. It still has a teres machshir to the karbon. So memela, it's not shver from that Mishnah. Of course you could bring it, because it is being machshir, it is doing hachshir. Only over here where Shalei Lishma passels it and makes that it can't be machshir, loses its din to be machshir, then it's not being machshir, in other words, not doing anything, it lost its din hachshir, then it's going to be possible. But calls man that it has a teres hachshir to it, it is being moisif hachshir, even though you weren't mechusik apara until now. So this is what the same Yisrael that the Briskerov says in his contrast in Yuma, that machsher doesn't mean that until now you were Asr and you were Mechusa Gipurim. Now, this is all the Gabi of the Asham. The Oyla Shlema asks that the Mad Omer that holds that the Asham is Ma'akiv is Mavorin Psachim Adaf Nun Tes, that Lafi him, the Oyla of a Metzaira is also Ma'akiv. The oila, the mitzvah doesn't have a hechsher until he brings his oila also. So, fact the oila shleima ibazoi our gemara, Rav should have said that the oilas mitzvah sheshachda shleil lishma is also pasul because it's basla hechsher and vlei hechsher because it's ma'akiv the akrava, ma'akiv is hechsher. I'm sorry, it's ma'akiv is hechsher. So, memela, we should say basla hechsher. V'lo hechsher, it should be pasul. This is what the Eilu Shlema asks, and Iblaim Shvel with this kasha. Now, to Tochen, we could answer the Fidah Briskerov. And just like we find that when you're not a Mechusik Kippurim anymore, Afa Pikein, it's still Shaykh to be a Machsher. Maybe who Huadin Fakert, that even if you didn't have a Kapara yet, it could be you already Yoitza all your Dine Hechsher. In other words, only the Asham has a Teres Machsher to it. It could be the Eilu. Even though it's ma'akiv the kapara and you're mechusik yipurim, but it doesn't have a teres machsher. Machsher and mechusik yipara are two different things. They're not talis abaza. So it could be we can answer this kasha of the Biskirov as well. Bal kapanim, Rebbe Simcha in his chedushim in Nazir and Dafnun Yud Chesam Beis, he also asked this kasha of Oyla Shlema. Why didn't Rav over here mention Oyla that Oyla Tzmitzayra Shalei Lishma should be pasul because it's bala hachshiv leichshir. And he says the teretz is because of oila, even when it's not being brought as a machsher, it still has a teretz akrava of an edava. It can be brought as an edava. So memela, it's going to be kosher even if it's bal hachshir v'lehechshir. It could be brought as an edava. Only by asham and by minchas ha'omer there, where it can't be doing what it was supposed to be doing, it's not being machshir, not being matir, then it's going to be possible. But by oila, it has a krava of an edava. This is what Rameir Simcha answers. L'chayr Rameir Simcha's teretz is very shver, because our Gemara, Mehemshech, says there's a chilek between meskaprin and mechaprin, and machshirin. Mechaprin, we find, are boyin l'achar misa, Mashenkein machshirin, we don't find that aboyin lacha misa. The Gemara brings a raya that mechaprin can be brought after misa from oilas yeledes. That if they already brought the chatos, if the yoshim brought the chatos, if she brought the chatos when she was alive, so then yovil yoshim oilasa. So the Gemara says we see that you could bring a oilo lacha misa. Now lechayra lefi remeir simcha. That even on something that's a machshir mechaper, if it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing, it can still be brought as an dava. Well, what's the raya from over there that if you could bring a oila after misa, we find the mechaper in bo lacha misa. Oila is different because oila has that krava of an dava. And b'emes the Brisker Rav asks this on the Gemara. What's the Gemara's raya from oila that's brought lacha misa over there? It could be it's brought b'teres an dava. Now lechayra, what we have to answer to this kasha is that even though it's an oila can be brought as an adava, it's mavor that over here it still has the original shem karbon to it. It's still considered oilas yuledes, and the Gemara in the next case when it brings from nazir, the oila is still considered an oila of a nazir. It's not being brought as an adava. So that's the Gemara's value, that it still has the Torah's oil of Yeledes, even Achamisa, so we find that the Mechaper Achamisa. So Memelo, Ebezai, Mechaira, we can't answer like Remeir Simcha. Remeir Simcha is saying that the reason why we didn't say oil of Smetzaira, Shabbat Lahachshav, Lahachshav is possible, is because it can still be Kasha as an Adava. But Lechaira, we see in the Gemara that it keeps its original shame of Oilas Yeledes and Oilas Nazir, and Huadein, it will keep its shame of Oilas Mitzayra, and Mimela by Oilas Mitzayra, that's not an Adafa. Oilas Mitzayra, that's Bala Hashem, and Hishra should be possible. So the Chayra, this Teretz of Ramea Simcha is a very Shver Teretz. And the Gemara Vaita on Amid Beis says that Matzinu, Shachilik Akosu be Mechaprin u be Machshirin. Because Machshirin is Bu Da'asu Lachamisa. Machshirin less Bu Da'asu Lachamisa. Machshirin we don't find Kam Lachamisa. The Tanan, Ha'isha Shaviyah Chatasa u Mesa, Yaviyu Yoshin, Oilasa. But oilaso meisa lo yaviu yoshin chatoso. So Rashi explains that if she brought her chatos, then they could bring the yoshin could bring an oilaso because the oilaso by yeledes has a din of a mechaper. But the mashenkin the chatos has a din of a machshir. So therefore, if they brought the oilas, they can't bring the machshir. They can't bring the chatos, which is a machshir, because machshirin don't come la'achamisa. So the oilas is a mechaper. And the chatos is a machshir. That's what Rashi learns. And this is the raya that the oila that comes lacha misa, so we see mechaprin also lacha misa. Mashenkin, machshirin, don't come lacha misa, and that's why you don't bring the chatos. Now, the Karen Ayri over here, and the Biskarov, they ask the very shtaka kasha. What's the raya that since chatos doesn't come lacha misa, that we see machshirin don't come lacha misa, the chayra, the reason why chatos doesn't come lacha misa is like Rashi says lahedya, because it has a din of a chatos hamesos. Since the bailim died, so it's one of the chatos hamesos shemesu baleh. So what's the raya the machshirin don't come lacha misa over here? Even if it wouldn't be a machshir, all chatos have halacha that if it's mesu baleh they go la misa. So how can this be a raya the machshirin don't come lacha misa? The Biskarov, he answered the Shaila and he says that the Iker point of the Gemara is not to prove that we see the Machshirin can't come Achamisa. Enachanami, we don't see that. All the Gemara means is Loim Matsinu that it does come Achamisa. By Mechaprin, we find that the Yarshim bring the Oila, so we see Oila comes Achamisa. We see a Mechapr could come Achamisa. But Enkein by Machshirin, what the Gemara means to say is that we don't find anywhere that it comes Achamisa. Because in this case, the Yoshim don't bring the Chatos because it's a Chatos HaMesos, and Mimele, we don't find the case that you can bring a Machshir LaChemisa. But in Echanamu, we don't have a Raya LaHedyo that you can't bring LaChemisa. But since we see that we don't find such a din that you do bring a LaChemisa, so because of that, we assume that you cannot bring a LaChemisa. But in Echanamu, there's no LaHedyo Dekaraya that you can't bring a LaChemisa. And the Chayra, like this Pshat of the Brisker Rav, we have to say Lefi Rabbeinu Gershom, because the Shita Mekubetes over here in Ois Tess brings down from Rabbeinu Gershom, who learns the Gemara different than Rashi. Again, Rashi learns that the Oila is the Mechaper and the Chatos is the Machshir. So Mechudesh Tikazach, that the Oila over here is different than all over, and the Oila has a din of a Mechaper. Rabbeinu Gershom says that really over here also The chatos is a machaper, and the oila, the Gemara is calling the oila machaper because since it's ba im machaper, it comes together with the chatos, ki machaper dami. So it's not a real machaper, but since it comes together with the chatos, that's a machaper, so memela, it's also ki machaper dami. So now, lefira ben Geshem, both the oila and the chatos are considered machaprin. And the Braisa, the Mishnah over here, doesn't mention anything about machshirin. So the Chayra, we have to say like the Briskerov, that the Gemara is not proving that we see Machshirin don't come L'Achamisa. All the Gemara means is that we find Mechaprin come L'Achamisa, but Machshirin we don't find. It never says that they could come L'Achamisa. But we don't see L'Hedja that they cannot come L'Achamisa. So Akapanim, this is the Pshat and the Briskerov, and this answer is even the Fishitas Rashi, that the reason why the Chatos doesn't come is because it's the Chatos Shemesu Ba'aleha. The Pshat is because we don't find that machshirin come l'achamisa. L'chayra, we can answer the shayla in another oifen. Again, the shayla was that what's the raya that machshirin don't come l'achamisa? Maybe over here the reason why it's not ba l'achamisa is like Rashi says because it's a chatois hamesois, and chatois hamesois don't come l'achamisa. Nothing to do with the fact that it's a machshir, because the shita over here in ois chaf ches. It brings down a Mechudesh Tikra Shita from Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel says that by Oifois, there's no halacha of Chatois HaMesois. The whole din that there's five Chatois HaMesois that go to Misa, that's only by Behemois. By Oifois, there is no such din. And it comes to answer a Teres Kenim, which Tosfos over here brings in Divrei Maskil Lo Yaviu. Tosfos says it's a Girsa Mishtabeshes. When Yechiel comes to answer that by Oifois there is no din of Chatois HaMesois, Ayin Sham. So Al Kopanim, Lefi Rabbeinu Yechiel, we could say another pshat in the Gemara, that we're taka proving that Machshirin don't come L'Achamiso. Because over here, the reason why she doesn't bring the Chatos is because it's a Machshir. There's no other reason why you can't bring the Machshir, this Chatos L'Achamiso. I mean, this is not like Rashi that says L'Hedyo, the reason why they don't bring the Chatos is because it's a Chatois HaMesois. And Rashi holds, like the Pashtus, that even by Oifois there's a din of Chatois HaMesois. But Lefi Rabbeinu Yechiel, what the Gemara means is that the Chatos doesn't come because it's a Machshir. And we see L'Hedyo Taka, that there's a din that Machshirin don't come L'Achamiso. And the Gemara goes weiter and brings another Mishnah from the case of Nazir. And if someone's mafresh moislin is Yerusoy, then the Allah is loy nenin v'loy moyalin. Mipnei sheruyin lovay kulan shlomim. Since they, from the mois, the ruyin lovay kulan shlomim, so therefore there's no din me'iloh. So Rashi over here explains that the Ramaskal v'loy moyalim, he says, mipnei sheruyin lovay l'shlomim hoyol v'lohifrish elu l'chatos v'elu l'shlomim. And the sheet over there in Oysir Yotes sticks into Rashi, Sheruyan Lahavi Kulan Shlamim. Hayav Le Pirish Elu L'Chatos. In other words, what Rashi means, when feel the saga of the Shita in Oysir Yotes, is that since all the money you are mafashvi in Naziris, all that money can be used to be brought as a Shlamim. You weren't mafresh that all the Kabbana should be brought from this money. You were mafresh this money to be used for your Naziris. So if you want, you could take all this money and use it for one carbon of shlamim. So that's why there's no me'ilah, because it's possible for the whole money to be used for shlamim. And this is what the Shita Mekubet says, and Ayyid Beis says also, and is mechalik, that if you speak out when you're mafresh, that from this money you should bring all your kabanis and Naziris, so then there would be me'ilah, because you can't use all this money for shlamim. He says the reason why there's no me'ilah because you weren't mafresh, and you weren't mafresh specifically for all your kabanis, and therefore you could use all this money for shlamim. And this is also how Tosfos and Nazir and Daf Chavdal and Amud Beis explains why there's no me'ilah over here. However, the Shita Mekubetzes over here in Ois Yod Aleph says a different reason. He explains the reason why there's no me'ilah is because kol ma'u ma'u ruya likach bashlamim. Not like Rashi said, because you can use all the money for shlamim. Even if you can't use all the money for shlamim, because you said when you were mafreshit that this is for all your kabanes. But afal pikein, since each ma is shayich to bring a shlamim, so klapi each ma, each coin, we could say that this is being used for shlamim, so that makes that there's no me'ilah. And this is also how Rashi in me'ilah and dafir aleph, and also the mefarish and nazir and the chavdalid on the beis explain. So b'kitzer, we have two ways to understand why there's no me'ilah. Rashi by us, and the Shita, and Oysir Beis, and Taisvis, and Nazir, is mavur because you can use all the money to buy a shlamim. However, the Shita Mekubetzes over here in Oysid Aleph and Toisvis and Nazir and Rashi Me'iladaf Yud Aleph are mashma because from each ma you could bring the shlamim. Even though all the mois cannot be used for shlamim, but each ma, each coin could be used for shlamim, that's enough. The Briskirov is masber that this machlekes of how to learn the Gemara is totally in the Chakira. What's pshat that there's no me'ila? Is it the pshat that it's missing in the Kedusha? Until you're mafrish the carbon, the cold man that it's stumin and you aren't mafrish, it's missing in the Kedusha. It doesn't have the full Kedusha because it's not mufrish yet. Is that the pshat? Or the pshat is that really the Kedusha is already nigmar. Just there's a special exeris, a kasuf of me'ila, it has to be for me'ila to be, have a din kachi Hashem. And calls man that it could switch to a shlamim that doesn't have the ma'ila of kachi Hashem. Not because it's missing in the ikra din kedusha, but rather in the din me'ila, it means that it has to be set aside by Hashem, and this is missing in that ma'ila of being set aside for Hashem since it could be brought as a shlamim. So Zakhtar Biskrav, that's the machlekes. If you learn that it's missing in the Kedusha, that's like Rashi over here says. Because since it could all be used for Shlamim, that's missing in the Kedusha of Eilo and Chatos. It's missing in the Kedusha if it's not Mukhrach to use this money for Eilo or for a Chatos. And therefore, Enachanami, which Bishasa Frasha would speak out that all the money should be used for all your Kabbanis, so then there would be Me'ila, even though each Ma, each coin could be used for a shlamim, but there would be me'ila, because the kedusha is nigmar, because there's for sure an oila here. Masha'en came, the shita and Oysid Aleph and Rashi and Nazar me'ila, they understand that it's a din in me'ila. There's a custom of klapei the din of me'ila, that it has to be kachi Hashem, miyuchadim l'Hashem. If each coin could be used for a shlamim, that's missing in the yichud l'Hashem. And that's not miyuchadim Hashem to be considered kach Hashem. So even if you would speak out that this mois is set aside for all your kabbanis, and there's for sure oila and chatos mixed in, there's still no me'ila because it's not kach Hashem if you can use each coin for the shlamim. This is how the Briskirov's masber, the machlekes, had to learn over here. Now just one last nekuda. Rashi over here in Divrei Maskil Loi Nenin, the Gemara says that when you're mafrish mois, when it's Yerusha, loy nenin v'loy ma'alin, there's no me'ila, but you still can't have anah. Rashi says it's midrabanan. The Isra anah is only midrabanan. The Shita Mekubetzes over here, nois yud ches, and the Ashmatos, and also the Rishash, that matmion Rashi, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says that if the Shofar is Kadosh, Bektush Ashlamim, it's Aser because there's a lav of the being nana from it. There's an Isra. So the fact that Rishash and the Shita Mekubetzes, you see in that Gemara that it's a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa that you can't be nana from it. So how can Rashi say it's d'rabbanan? The Shai Melech in Perek Gimel from Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Yud Aleph, comes to be Miyashiv Rashi, and he says a big insight that Rashi over here that says that it's only d'rabbanan is only handling the Kedushas Damim of Shlamim. Over here you are mafrish the mois. So on the mois that are Kedusha Shlomim over there, there's only a loinenin midrabanan. There's no lav deiraisa. Masha'en kain, when it's Kedusha Saguf, when we're dealing with the Shlomim itself, not with the Dmei Shlomim, with the money, we're dealing with the Shlomim itself, over there there's a lav deiraisa. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, a Shofar shall Shlomim, lo yitka, and if you're Taka, you're not Yitza, over there is the Shlomim itself. The Shofar has Kedusha Saguf of Shlamim. So over there, there's the Issa Deraisa. Mashenkin over here, where we're talking about the Kedusha's Damim Shabai, that's when Rashi holds there's only a Din D'Rabbanan. Arkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.